puts this on.
If Bianca Belair would have pinned Sasha Banks, which she almost did here, off the power, Bianca would be the champion. Because the
everyone, welcome to the season premiere of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Hamilton. What? We hope you liked last week's season finale.
Yeah,
from What's Wrong with Wrestling. It was crazy.
Huge cliffhanger.
Very, very big cliffhanger here.
But we're
all back.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This isn't Hollywood hogwash.
Yeah.
What's that? Why?
I'm Slamilton.
Not on this season.
No.
No, your character
that
changed.
That was the big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Will you have Slamilton?
Will you keep Slamilton?
The answer is no.
They reworked my character?
Yes. You have a new gimmick now.
You don't want to know what happens.
Burritos?
We have a new title that you're... We have a new title you're going after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the pizza title.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great, actually.
You just chase after pizza, but you never get it. You're Drew Gulak.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, sorry.
You're Eric Itza Hamilton.
Yeah. So, how long's left on my contract so I can call Tony Khan?
Ooh, 3 years. Sorry.
Fuck.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be a minute.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
The season premiere. God.
Season premiere. Yeah.
Right. Of the show that never ends.
It should be the SmackDown after WrestleMania, but no.
Right.
That's
right.
The real season premiere.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Oh, boy. A lot of stuff to talk about. As always.
You have a draft. Then you have the season premiere. Then a little bit later, you'll start the people on the draft. You couldn't align the season premiere with either one of those?
Couldn't take a couple weeks off.
Couldn't?
So stupid. Couldn't do one week off.
By the way, you can have your premiere anytime.
Anytime.
It doesn't matter.
Right. They'll have three this year.
Right.
Three season premieres.
They just think calling it the season premiere will make people tune in?
Nope.
It doesn't work. Nope. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Nothing on this show does.
Yeah.
I mean, their show. Our show works.
That's right, because we just make fun of their show.
For sure.
Before we get into it, though, make sure you subscribe on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything, like the NXT AEW recaps, the pay-per-view recaps, like coming next week, Saudi Mania, Crown Jewel.
Blech.
You're going to want to see that one.
Oh, boy.
That's going
to
be fun.
And by see it, he means listen to our recap of how ridiculous it is.
Well, of course. I'm so excited for Saudi Mania. Yeah. It's always the worst pay-per-view of the year.
It is.
But it's so like entertaining at the same time because of how bad it is. It's like watching a really bad B-movie.
And it's on Thursday at like 1 p.m.
Yeah. Eric's already told his boss he can't come in. He's taking off just for Saudi Mania.
Yeah, totally.
We'll have to figure that out, but... Yeah, we also just watched Escape
the Undertaker
on Netflix.
And then we immediately escaped Netflix.
My God.
Yikes.
God. That was so bad. But we did the watch along, we recorded it, and that'll be out soon.
Yes.
So look out for that on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
You can watch along, make the same choices that we made.
Well, yeah, I mean, how else would you watch along?
I would make a different choice.
Yeah?
Not watch it.
Don't even watch it.
Yeah.
Or just do you want to watch this, yes or no?
Tell the show you're too scared and then just end it.
It wouldn't really work unless, you know, like listening to our show, it wouldn't really work if you're not watching it.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
You'll have to watch it with us.
You better watch it.
But we'll make fun of it. Don't worry.
Yes,
obviously. And then also, make sure you subscribe and listen to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah.
Available anywhere podcasts are heard. We're two episodes in.
Any word if we were renewed for a third episode?
I believe we were, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
Early returns are positive.
Yeah.
This latest episode, we recapped No Time to Die, the new James Bond film.
Yeah.
And we talked about the What If season finale. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Good show.
Go check it out. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hollywood Hog Pod.
Good times.
But all right.
All Lions.
Oh, God. We'll talk about him soon. All right. The season premiere of SmackDown opens with a contract signing for the SmackDown Women's Championship match for Saudi Mania.
Because that's how you want to kick off a season.
Yeah.
We have Bianca Belair in the ring with Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville. Sasha Banks is standing on the announce table for some reason, and Becky Lynch has her own chair and table on the ramp.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
They all talk trash, but Belair wants to fight, so she throws a chair out of the ring. Sasha then attacks Belair from behind first, but they all end up brawling. And then Bianca picks up both women for the KOD. Very impressive, but yep. Sasha gets down. Belair kicks Sasha onto the table and then gives Becky the KOD onto Sasha and through the table.
Fantastic.
That was a nice, quick opening segment.
It really was.
It was only a few minutes.
Right.
It really was.
I mean, that would have been a great way to end the show.
Right. But if you're not, it can kick it off as well. It's fine.
Yeah.
Later backstage, Becky signs the contract and then nutshots Adam Pearce with it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, here you go. Boom. He's like, oh, my balls.
Man, don't hurt if I had them.
Yeah. Him too. She forgot about the him too movement.
Oh, that's right.
So she better watch out. She's getting sued.
Poor Adam Pearce. Yeah. I'm sure he's been abused by many women. All right, next up we have Rey Mysterio versus Sami Zayn. Yay. First round matchup of the King of the Ring tournament.
Here it is.
First things first.
Yes.
Let's talk about the 8-man bracket.
Yes. 8 men.
We
only
got
eight.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey.
Sami Zayn.
Sami.
Cesaro.
Cesaro.
Finn Balor.
Finn.
Kofi Kingston.
Okay.
Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods.
Good.
And Ricochet.
Huh?
Okay, yeah. I would say at least none of these men should be on this bracket.
Hey, you bite your tongue.
All right. Xavier Woods. There's a few champions on here.
No, we want Xavier Woods.
Woods, Cesaro, Balor. But you know who's not in the King of the Ring tournament?
Who?
The current king?
King Nakamura!
Right.
Who just won the crown like 3 months ago.
But you don't defend your crown in the tournament.
You don't.
They've never done that.
He just became the king.
But he didn't. It was silly.
He did.
He didn't win a tournament.
He's King Nakamura.
Yeah. I'm glad they forgot about him.
At least let him be in it. Hey, and then he could lose. But let him be in it.
Some have to crawl so some can walk.
Andrew, who would he be in it over? You've got Jinder Mahal. You've got Ricochet. Yeah. I don't know. Like an old Rey Mysterio. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio. What? Like what?
Not even Dominic.
Seriously?
I know. Actually,
you know.
He must be pissed.
So then they showed us a tweet of King Nakamura forfeiting his crown to Adam Pearce out of respect to the King of the Ring tournament. That was the words they used.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
Wow. He should have been like, nah, fight me. See if you're really the king.
Right. Backstage before the match, Rey Mysterio said, other than being Universal Champion, being King of the Ring is the next best thing.
Is it really?
The next best. It's better than being WWE champion.
Clearly.
It's better than being U.S. champion, Intercontinental champion.
I mean,
it's the next best thing.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Pat McAfee made fun of Ray, saying he's going on his 75th year here as a superstar.
No, that's just facts.
You know, Vince hated that.
Oh, I know.
He's like, oh my, we can't have old people.
No.
Also, backstage before the match, Sammy told Dominic, I think you're better than your father. Here we go.
Here we go.
Ray gave Sammy a hurricane run off the top rope. That was nice. Then Sammy removed the turnbuckle pad, so Dominic put it back on. Then Ray yelled at Dominic to leave, but then Sammy pushed Ray into his son.
Rude.
And then beat Ray with a roll-up.
We're starting off fast.
The first match with a roll-up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Common theme in these King of the Ring qualifiers.
Just to let you, oh my God, Eric. Did any of them not end in a roll-up? Here's the other thing. Everyone knows Sami Zayn can't go to Saudi Arabia since he would be executed if he did.
The second they landed.
He would be murdered at the point of touchdown.
Right.
Actually, the law says we have to blow up the entire plane. Yeah. So really, all of you would die if you brought it.
They couldn't even let it land.
Yeah, no.
No. We will shoot it with the missiles. We will miss because our missiles suck. But then we will murder you all once you land.
Yeah.
We do make bombs. Bombs are easy to make. Have you seen Fight Club? You know how to make soap. You know how to make a bomb. All right.
Come to Saudi Arabia. It's the bomb.
Jokes, you know, we should write for this place.
So yeah, again, really dumb to put Sami Zayn in the tournament that he cannot win.
Right.
He literally cannot win.
Yeah.
Because the finals are in Saudi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So Finn wins on that side, and what? I guess you have to have him face Jinder.
We'll talk about that later, but probably.
So King Finn would become Demon King?
Yeah. Well, remember, he already was the Demon King.
He's already a king.
So he would be the Demon King. He'd be the Demon Kang. No, Kang Kang.
King Damon Kang.
He would be, well, so he's already the Demon King, but then it's JR. So he's the Demon Kang Kang, but then JR's or Jerry Lawler's next to him. So it's the Demon Kang Kang. Kang.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. A lot of Kangs. Kangs. Speaking of Kang, you see What If?
Next up, anyway, we have Zelina Vega versus Toni Storm. First round match in the Queen's Crown Tournament.
Yeah.
Before the match, Vega says, after I win the Queen's Crown.
The cream crown.
After you cream to me, Andrew.
Sorry. Clearly.
Please do cream.
Freudian slip, if there ever was one. After I win the Queen's Crown, I'm going to make you all kiss mine. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, ring. And I'm like, oh, it was so close.
You're like, ah, I busted anyway.
Vagina.
And then Toni Storm said, I will rule with the boldness of Joan Jett.
Huh?
The tenacity of Bruce Springsteen.
Who?
What?
And the epicness of Madonna.
So she's a rocker?
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
No, she's a kid from the 80s. When was she born? 1994. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
By the way, who had Toni Storm winning this matchup?
Anyone? Oh, I didn't care enough to even guess.
I was just surprised, though.
Right.
I don't know.
I didn't watch SmackDown Live, so I already knew that Vega hit the code red for the win, which I guess is her new finisher since she's red.
Red
code
hair.
Code red.
Yeah. There you go. What was her last finisher for 10 points?
Roll up.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Seriously, what was her finisher?
She's won a match?
Yeah. What was her finisher? No, you know what? She won with the code red last time, too, but before her return, I don't even remember what her finisher was because, she would never win. Yeah. Whatever she beat Catalina with, I guess.
Catalina.
Yeah. Maybe just Andrade's DDT.
Probably.
All right, next up, we have the Bloodline. Roman Reigns tells San Jose to acknowledge him.
And they lose their mind, and I kind of like that. I kind of like how into that is, they are.
Yeah.
When he says, San Jose, and like, give it to me, acknowledge me. And it's like a smithereen of boos and cheers.
Yeah.
But like, it's a loud pop, which I like.
Right.
Because that's his thing now.
It's a reaction.
Yes. That's
and
what
he tells,
before he wasn't getting anything.
Right. Yeah.
Except for when he beat The Undertaker and got the biggest boos of like wrestling history.
Yeah, that's true.
So then he also tells them to acknowledge Paul Heyman for getting the Usos drafted to SmackDown. He says, I love you, Paul. And Heyman reciprocates. Reigns then tells Heyman to admit that he's responsible for Brock Lesnar's free agency. And Heyman says, I've been accused of many things, and I'm guilty of even more, but I've never been accused of being stupid. And scheming to dethrone the tribal chief would be stupid. Mm. Heyman then does his own version of O.J. Simpson's If I Did It.
Yeah.
And he tells us, like, if I were to betray you, I would have waited till, Crown Jewel to do it.
Of course. That's the most logical place.
Roman makes Heyman look into the camera to tell Lesnar that he's going to whoop his ass at Saudi Mania.
Yeah.
Heyman cuts a great promo and does what he used to do for Brock, saying, that's not a prediction. That's a spoiler. So that was a good segment.
Yep.
Next up, we have Carmella versus Liv Morgan.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
First round match in the Queen's Crown Tournament.
Right. And I'm thinking, well, Zelina Vega won.
Right.
So she can't fight.
Logical booking
right.
would tell you to have a babyface win.
Yes.
So Carmella puts on her stupid mask. Her stupid mask before the match. She puts Liv in the code of silence, but Liv pulls on Carmella's mask to escape. And then Carmella advances with a super kick.
Who had Carmella winning this?
Not I.
No.
Yeah.
Did you think this was Liv's to win? Because they've been screwing her over so much?
By the way, there are two more Queen's Crowns. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But there were four Queen's Crown tournament matches. We're going to talk about the next two later on Raw. But all four matches did not even total 10 minutes.
No. Well, at least I got that right.
Right.
it's clearly not important if they're all winning in under 2 minutes.
Speaking of Roman, did you guys see the new Roman shirt?
No.
The Suplexorcist?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
That's right.
What?
He's the Undertaker.
Yeah, he's a zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie Reigns.
Zombie Reigns Taker.
Look out,
Roman Taker.
I didn't know WWE was doing a What If.
You can't have like a big guy with long hair and take his eyes out and
they
not,
should do
and a not be the Undertaker.
Right. They should do a what-if series. What if Kevin Owens beat Goldberg? Oh, what if Robert Roode wasn't a jobber as soon as he got to the main roster?
Oh,
yeah, no, they wouldn't be that good.
What if Vince died 10 years ago?
No, it would be like, what if Charlotte broke her dad's record?
Yeah.
What if Vince died 10 years ago and wrestling's the biggest thing on television?
I know.
Like, it's the biggest, most popular show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, Kayla Braxton interviews Mace backstage.
Mace.
Kayla asks Mace how he will adjust to singles competition since T-Bar Burns wasn't drafted to SmackDown with him. And Mace, again, talks in his weird high and mighty voice. He's like, I'm not coming here to compete. Uh-huh. I'm coming here to annihilate lions.
Yeah, what is
happening? Are you a monster? What the fuck?
Mace, quick word.
Oh, yes.
You misread annihilate.
Oh.
It's a commentate.
Oh, that's right. Is Brock Lesnar here tonight? I don't want him to murder me. Yes. But I'm going to beat everyone on SmackDown because I'm a monster. Like, what the fuck?
I'm this guy? The top of the food chain.
He's the fucking worst.
I'm a lion.
Someone telling him to talk like this?
Yeah, yes.
Like, what?
Talk like Mace.
Maybe Vid said talk normal and this is what we get.
Talk normal. This wasn't how he sounded on when he was a commentator on Raw.
He was acting for that.
True.
This is his real character.
This is his real character. Okay. My God. Oh, okay, enough of him. Let's go to Happy Talk with Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss.
Oh, boy.
First, they showed us Moss's joke from last week. Uh-huh. So we got to see that again.
Yeah.
And then he hit us with another knee slapper.
What instrument do you find in a bathroom? A tube of toothpaste. A tube of toothpaste.
What is stupid, let me ask you a question.
Stupid.
Hold on. So,
there's the knee slap.
What's his gimmick? Bad comedian?
Yeah.
That's his gimmick.
Comedian in hat.
Yes.
I think he's going to transition into the Joker. You know, like, I thought my jokes were bad.
Right.
Moss Corbin? Is going to turn into the Joker.
Corbin will turn into the Joker?
No, Moss. Yeah. Even worse.
Worse.
Poor Corbin. Like, he finally got good. And they fucking give him this shitty gimmick.
Right.
He's just about to get over. And then Vince eats it.
Like, 2 years ago.
This happens all the time. Rusev's over. Oh, these guys are getting over Kevin Owens. Rude from NXT. And he just buries it. Yeah. Why does he not want a guy to get over?
And like,
he wants the guys to get over that he wants to get over.
That's stupid. Let the fans choose.
And in wrestling,
fans don't know what they want.
Yeah, I know what they want. In wrestling, you have to become a babyface. You have to go heel and face a couple times in your career at least. He's been a heel since day one.
Yep, right.
He's been in NXT since, like, he came to NXT 2014 or something like that. Like, it's been 7 years of heel Corbin. Yeah. You had the storyline where he was broke and it seemed like Kevin Owens was going to build him back up and that's his big face turn, is like saving Kevin Owens from a beatdown or something like that.
Yes.
No, he's just a heel again, doing another stupid, corny gimmick. 2 years ago, he gave Becky Lynch the end of days. And then he looks at Seth Rollins and goes, what are you going to do about it, you piece of shit? And we were like, oh my God, he's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
Where's that Corbin? Can now we have that Corbin
now
back?
Now he's laughing at jokes from like the 1940s. Right. Hey, you heard about this jokes, eh? what's an instrument you find in the bathroom? A tube of toothpaste. Like, it's terrible.
Oh, I could hear you curling your mustache while you said that.
So then Kevin Owens comes out, attacks both of them, but they beat him up. All right, backstage.
Yeah, that's destroyed.
It's like the Street Profits apparently were going to be the guests, but they never got to that.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens comes out and gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
He is a fucking idiot. Yeah. That's right. Kevin Owens. He's an idiot.
Faces are idiots.
Don't worry, guys. Come January, this will all be fixed.
Oh, God, please.
Kevin Owens shows up, I guess at Revolution, maybe, because that's in February, but yeah.
Yeah, he needs to get out of there.
Yeah. All right, backstage, Naomi asks Sonya Deville, why wasn't I selected for the Queen's Crown Tournament? Sonya tells her, you're unworthy. So Naomi asks to be traded to Raw. How will that help? Sonya runs that show too, dummy.
They're both on that show.
Asked to be traded to NXT. Oh, that show doesn't exist. Right. That's not canon.
That's not a word I just learned, canon.
So, Sonya tells Naomi, all right, you have a match next week. And she's like, against who? And Sonya says, me.
I said me 7 times before she finally said it. Right. She's like, you have a match next week against, right. And I'm like, me.
The final, the final participant in the Money in the Bank ladder match is me. Is me. Yeah. Next up, we have Finn Balor versus Cesaro. First round match in the King of the Ring tournament. This was really good.
Yes.
Balor hits the coup de grace, but the ref did a pump fake on the count because Cesaro's right shoulder was up.
Ah.
And the crowd was counting, so they were at 3 when the ref was at 2.
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, Balor advanced.
He did.
But it was a good match.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Seth Rollins. He still wants an answer from Edge. And says, we can have any type of match you want. We can even have the match in your living room.
Ah.
So Seth goes on and on, but eventually we see Edge arrive in an Escalade.
Oh, wow.
He charges the ring. Seth grabs a chair, but Edge gives him a spear. He beats up Rollins some more and even tries to put the bar from the chair over Seth's mouth. But Rollins escapes and retreats. And then Edge grabs the mic and yells, you, me, hell in a cell. It was like, oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Right.
That is how you book a Hell in a Cell match.
Boom.
As a surprise, not a pay-per-view.
Correct.
Well, it's the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, so I guess we're already going to have a Hell in a Cell match. I guess you and me, you want to fight in the cell?
Yeah. No,
I mean, they're already going to have it up.
We're going to have a normal match.
Right.
At a normal Hell in a Cell.
No, when's the last time they had, like, a surprise Hell in a Cell match? Like The Undertaker Shane at WrestleMania 32?
Maybe.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. That's like 5 years ago, over 5 years ago.
Charlotte, or what was the last women's one?
At the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yeah, they're always at the pay-per-view. I'm saying like, I'm pretty sure this is the last like surprise Hell in a Cell match.
But you're right, they set it up so perfectly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? To where like he's like, what do you want to do? Ladder match, all right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to do last man standing? And I just like, oh no.
You want to do a fight in your house match? And like, I can pin your kids and beat you? First one to pin anyone in the house wins. It's a fatal five-way match, all right?
Make sure your kids and Beth are there, right? Should have Becky and the kid?
FTR, are they going to be there too? They can be there. Yeah. All right, on to Raw. Raw opens.
Becky Lynch against Sasha was in a cell.
Yeah, but that was at the pay-per-view. That was at Hell in a Cell's pay-per-view.
What about Seth Rollins versus The Fiend?
That was at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
No, that was SummerSlam.
No.
No.
That was the Hell in a Cell. I'm telling you, it's always on the pay-per-view.
Roman Reigns and Braun?
That was at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
Well, these are all different months. They just kept changing it?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. So,
all right, there you go.
Taker Shane, pretty sure. All right, Raw opens with a Drew McIntyre promo. Drew hypes his match against Big E and is about to take us to story time. But Big E comes out, and at first I'm like, oh, thank you, Big E,
for saving us
from Drew's story time. But then Big E basically tells us that he Brad Maddox the WWE Championship, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, maybe not.
Regaled.
Maybe should have went with...
Regaled the belt.
That's right. So Drew tells Big E, I've beaten Lesnar, Orton, Goldberg. What?
Roman Reigns against Rey Mysterio was in a cell on that big giant SmackDown. And that was a surprise. Remember? In June?
Oh, but okay, hold on. Hold on. That was scheduled for Hell in a Cell. And then they moved it to SmackDown for ratings.
They did.
Yeah, but, all right.
It was announced for the pay-per-view. So that wasn't a surprise.
Lashley
either.
Beat Xavier Woods.
Again, that was the same thing.
He was supposed to fight Lashley.
No, but it was right after the Hell in a Cell pay per view. It wasn't like this big moment where it was like Hell in a Cell. It was just like
Hell in a Cell.
Because then SmackDown, that was because Fox had a Hell in a Cell, and then USA was like, "Why can't we get a Hell in a Cell match?"
Yeah,
like, okay, fine. Here you go.
Then it's Shane and Undertaker. Yeah,
there you go.
Surprise.
So Drew tells Big E, I've beaten Lesnar, Orton, Oldberg, and at Crown Jewel, I'm taking back my WWE Championship. Then out come the Usos.
Well, no one's on a show yet.
So much for the draft.
They're all wild cards.
Oh, is that it?
2 weeks from now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Everything's locked in.
Oh, after. Okay. I didn't realize that this was all a bunch of bullshit. So
you didn't?
Oh, no. So the Usos talk a lot of shit, but says whoever is the WWE champion after Crown Jewel will get smashed by Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. So it's official. Raw and SmackDown's going head-to-head for the first time. It's the one time a year, guys.
One time a year. That's so now back to this Raw versus SmackDown match.
Yeah.
Right. Jimmy and Jay challenge McIntyre and Big E to a tag team match, and they both accept at the same time. And then Drew and Big E argue for being on the same page?
Yeah.
Hey, I said I accept. Well, I said yes, too. Well, fuck you.
They've been watching Bunny Boys tapes.
I guess.
Yeah.
And then they get super kicked by the Usos to end the segment.
No.
Yeah. I was like, they have?
No. All right, next up we have Xavier Woods versus Ricochet. King of the Ring, first round match. Before the match in Gorilla, Kevin Patrick asks Kofi and Woods what would happen if you two faced each other in the tournament. Because if they both win, they both advance.
Come on, give it to us.
Fighting in the second round.
Give it to us, Vince.
Kofi and Woods both just laugh and they head to the ring. By the way, this match is right after the Usos super kicked Drew and Big E. Right after. Not even a commercial break. Yeah. So the Usos super kicked Big E, and then they walked past Kofi and Woods in Gorilla.
Yep.
And Kofi and Woods were like, oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, we'll see you in 2 weeks on SmackDown.
Like, what the fuck, man? Corey Graves also said winning the King of the Ring tournament comes with a lot of opportunities, and it's a career-altering event.
Hmm.
What happened with King Corbin?
Yeah.
How did it
altered.
Oh, it did. It altered his. Yeah, he became even more of an idiot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Nakamura.
King Corbin. Corbin was the champion or the king for 2 years.
Yeah.
And look where he is now.
Right. What about King Sheamus?
Oh, King Sheamus.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Anyways, as for the match, we have a nice superplex from Ricochet. Woods hits the elbow drop, and he advances to the second round.
Yeah.
And look, I know some of you are excited. You want Xavier Woods to become the king. I'm just telling you, don't get your hopes.
No.
Wow.
Look, don't kill the messenger, Eric. I know you have a lot of hopes. Don't kill the messenger. Don't be mad at me, but they're not giving it to Xavier Woods. They're not.
Andrew Bozzano, pissing in cornflakes since
I just, you know,
2000.
I'm trying to help everyone. Like,
can we
I don't not want
have hope? Can we have hope for a couple weeks?
Yeah.
No, please, you know, schmuck. Well, let us be disappointed at Crown Jewel like everybody else.
He's not making it to Crown Jewel.
No.
Then who's fighting?
So it's Balor versus Mahal.
Balor versus Mahal.
Oof.
Oh. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
And Mahal wins. I mean, it's that Saudi. Mahal wins.
Yeah, but all right, what's the relationship between, like, you know?
I don't know. It's
better. India.
Yeah.
And Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Jinder's won things.
Gotta do some Googling before I make my predictions.
Yeah, clearly.
Next up, we have Mustafa Ali and Mansoor.
Oh, Mansoor's gonna win it.
Versus the Hurt Business.
Find a way.
He's got his own thing.
They'll find a way.
Cedric hits Ali with the Michinoku driver for the win. Since when is that his finisher?
Since now.
Yep.
After the match, Ali shoves Mansoor down and yells, "I'm sick of this." And so are we, buddy.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna have a fight at Crown Jewel.
2 hours later.
Yeah.
2 hours later, Ali confronts Mansoor backstage and beats him up.
Yeah.
So Ali versus Mansoor at Saudi Mania. It's
official. Wow. Didn't see that coming. Mm.
They broke up this tag team that never won to begin with.
Correct.
Like, there was no point of any of this.
No, there wasn't. I don't even think they won a match at all.
Like single, the first two.
Like, singly.
No, like, the first two they won... like a tag team because they beat like Mason T-Bar somehow.
Oh. And
then they beat
Roll
them
up.
Back. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Next up we have
Shane. He's going to try to get heat in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I don't like Saudi Arabia. Boo. I think death to women. Yeah. I mean, women are great. Boo.
Eric went.
cue the blow dart.
You mean the sniper rifle?
Yeah.
Just send a nuke right to the ring.
I don't want to see a head when we're done.
Yeah. Next up, we have Shayna Baszler versus Dana Brooke. First round match in the Queen's Crown Tournament. Shayna wins with a knee strike to Dana's head. All right. Next up, we have Riddle versus Omos. What?
Rematch again. Same old Monday.
We got AJ Styles ringside. Yeah. Earlier backstage, Riddle told Randy Orton that he challenged Omos, but Randy said, "You're on your own." And he was a man of his word because, man, he didn't show up for the match.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Riddle tried to distract Omos before the match and yelled, "Randy, now!" But Orton didn't show up.
Yeah.
The bell rings, and Riddle leaves the ring to attack Styles. That was his plan, to attack Styles. But then Omos chokeslams Riddle in 15 seconds and goes for the pin. But Styles tells Omos, "Not yet. We could punish him for as long as we want. Hey, remember that karate you told me about that you took in the second grade?"
"Who are you?"
He said, "I want to see a roundhouse kick on Riddle." So Omos does the worst attempt of a roundhouse kick that I've ever seen in my life. You can't even really call it a roundhouse kick. I took karate.
Styles, I wouldn't even call it a kick.
It's barely a kick. Styles calls for a replay. And then another replay, but in slow motion, except they don't show it in slow motion.
No.
They show him about to do the kick in slow motion, but then when the kick comes, they fucking play at a normal speed because they don't want to show you how bad it really looked.
Right. Correct.
Especially in slow motion. So then Omos gives Riddle the two-handed chokeslam, gets the win. After the match, AJ sets Riddle up for the Styles Clash, but Orton's music hits, and he doesn't immediately come out. And then Styles tells Omos to leave the ring for some reason. Like, go get him. He's back there. And then Orton appears in the ring and gives Styles an RKO. Just like he does every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
This is Styles' new thing. He just gets RKO.
It's a tradition.
Every week. How soon until Styles is chasing after the 24/7 title?
Oh, man.
Phenomenal Forward, 1-2, and R-Truth kicked out of the Phenomenal Forward.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Drew Gulak broke it up.
Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bobby Lashley.
No.
Yeah.
That's not what he said.
Even he doesn't like it.
He really needs MVP back.
He really does.
Oh, my God. Boring promo to hype his match with Goldberg. Who cares?
Yep.
Next up, we have Jeff Hardy versus Austin Theory with Chucky, the Chucky doll, watching from home.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy takes on Austin Theory as the action continues here on Monday Night Raw.
What? Oh, come on. Can a serial killer possessed doll watch a little bit of Raw without having to deal with commercials every 2 seconds? How about we keep the carnage going? I'll pull up some of my favorites. Spam him!
Are you not entertained?
Well, I'm entertained, and I love your Hannibal mask.
Our fun is just getting started.
I'd like to get in the ring with her.
Bust a nut.
What?
Chucky's very horny.
Yeah, he always is. Yeah.
You know he's a heel because he is a fan of Sheamus. That's how you know he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Chucky, everyone.
JBL?
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
It's up there. Yeah. It's
holy up there. Shit. What's going to happen when the Chucky ratings are so bad that he's going to be like a guest on Alexa's Playground?
Oh, Corbin?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Oh. So, let's talk about this some more. This was an awful transition.
It was.
They tried to make it seem like Chucky was watching Raw live. But go back. Jeff Hardy's entrance, they had the lights off for Jeff Hardy's entrance. And Byron Saxton goes, what was the line? Hold on, let me see what...
Jeff Hardy takes on Austin Theory as...
As the action continues. That's where they did the cut.
Yeah.
We go from no lights to bright lights. And then the crowd, someone in the crowd had a sign that read, "Finally, Raw has come back to Winnipeg." Raw was in San Francisco this week.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Like, I guess this one's on USA Network because they made this promo with
Chucky.
They
made it. Yeah.
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 But awfulness.
Yep.
So bad.
This match gets worse because mid-match, Reggie and the Jobbers run into the ring.
Yeah.
And Reggie flips over Theory and Hardy for no reason. Nah. No reason at all.
Yep.
And then the jobbers run to the back. At least that was all we saw of them this week.
That's true. No trampolines or...
No trampolines.
You know.
Are they running around the entire show in Theory? In canon, they're just running around the back chasing each other.
Constantly. 24/7.
They should do that in, like, you know, in the concourse so that fans getting drinks can at least see something.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. Because they have no...
Because then fans will attack them. Right. Even fans are like, nah.
No, they've had people fight in the concourse before.
Yeah.
I guess maybe because then it's like, well, maybe people won't go back to their seats or something. I don't know.
Like, entertaining title change that they did was the video on the plane to Saudi.
Yeah, right.
When I think it was Mojo was sleeping.
Yeah. And they tried to beat him or whatever.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyways, Jeff hits the twist of fate, but that's not enough. So he goes for the Swanton Bomb and misses. Then Theory pulls Jeff's pants and wins with a roll-up.
Yeah. So Theory no-sells the Twist of Fate.
Yes. That's it. Since when is the Twist of Fate not enough?
Yeah. Since
he returned. Yeah. Next up, we have Kofi Kingston versus Jinder Mahal, King of the Ring Tournament. At ringside, we have Xavier Woods, Veer,
and Shanky.
Yeah. Oh,
there it is.
Before the match, Kevin Patrick tried to stir the pot between Kofi and Woods again.
Yeah.
Asking them who would win.
Right. Can this who would win
between Kofi and Woods? Well, we'll never know because Mahal won with the Coloss.
Yeah.
Right. Why they should have been like...
teased it and teased it and teased it.
Yep.
For no reason.
If you really want the answer to that question, you're going to have to
show it.
Pick up WWE 2K22. Mm-hmm.
I'll pass.
Yeah, right.
I mean, even if you want to just give me a Finn versus Xavier in just a really long, amazing match at Crown Jewel that Finn wins, then at least Xavier has kind of his moment if you don't want to give him the crown. But you know they're not going to do that. No. It's going to be Jinder versus Finn, and Finn wins. Finn wins the fucking King of the Ring, whatever.
Right.
King Finn.
No. King Balor.
It was never King Stone Cold.
From Prince to
like King. He never wore the crown.
No, of course not. He's way too cool for that.
So it's like some people are just like, yeah, I want it. Now I'm moving on in my career.
Balor they'll absolutely make him wear it.
Oh my God.
King and then Balor. The demon will have like a demon version of the crown.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. And then he'll have his own king's court where he hosts a show. And
then
he'll
have his
own king's court. With the demon makeup. And then he'll get electrocuted because the NWO like pushed him into some shit. Oh, sorry. Next up, we have Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair.
This went on for an hour.
The four of them brawl before the match starts. Charlotte even gives Becky a big boot. Belair throws Sasha off the top rope onto Becky and Charlotte outside the ring. And then Pearsonville come out and tell them that's not how this match is going down. Not tonight in San Francisco. So officials run out to split them up. And we go to commercial. And we have the match, but it eventually ends in DQ because Belair attacks Sasha.
And they're like, this match is going to end like this.
Yeah, they don't come out again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I guess that was okay. Everyone fights again, but Becky stands tall.
Yeah.
There you go. Next up, we have Doudrop versus Natalya. First round matchup in the Queen's Crown Tournament. Long story short, well, not that long. It was like 2 minutes. But Natalya tried to go for the sharpshooter. But Doudrop countered and won with a roll-up.
There's another.
So
three.
This is Shayna's tournament. She's clearly winning. Shayna Baszler.
I think so.
She's clearly winning this tournament.
Doudrop.
No way.
Or Doudrop.
There's no way. They're like actually building Shayna up again for once.
Right.
So I'm sure it won't last, but she's at least going to win this tournament. Mm. She's already the Queen of Spades. So
you don't Queen Carmella? You don't think they're gonna do that?
No, I think it's Queen Shayna. For sure, Shayna. That's better than Carmella.
Yeah,
I know.
That's probably the best outcome.
You are correct, Andrew. That's why I'm thinking it's
Except
Carmella.
Except for like Liv Morgan, but yeah. It's not that.
So like I don't know why you haven't brought it up, but you haven't talked about Becky's new entrance graphic.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
It's so bad. Even Becky Lynch replied to WWE's tweet.
She did?
Yeah. With like a, it's great. Amazing.
The picture of her like doing the nervous thumbs up when Sasha came back and she was like, hey, we're cool, right?
Yeah.
That's so great.
It's like an Orange Cassidy, like, thumbs up, like, yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. Great. Big time, so Bex. That's such a face graphic, too.
It is.
It's like, hey, cool kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Hey, cool kids and kittens.
Like, just give us the Titantron videos back instead of this bullshit.
Yeah. Such baby bullshit.
Her response has more likes than the original tweet.
That's great. Gosh. You gotta like it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What graphic designer fucking did that?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, backstage we see John Morrison meditating when Rhea Ripley and Nikki Cross walk up. And clearly this was all just to get them on the show for 30 seconds.
Clearly.
Rhea asks Morrison, what are you doing? Morrison says, I'm trying to teleport the Miz here. No, he says, I'm tapping into my chi so I can share my innermost thoughts with the rest of the world. There's a lot going on up here. Nikki tells Morrison, that's great. Everyone should follow their dreams. And then Rhea asks Nikki, do you know what he's talking about? And Nikki says, nope.
Ah, Dominic bullshit!
And that's that.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
Oof.
Right. Like, play up what you've been doing. Like, I want to help people reach their inner drip.
Right.
We have a string of horribleness going on right now on Raw.
Yeah.
I was watching it and I'm just like, something's got to happen better than this garbage. It's literal garbage. Mm-hmm. Trash.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's next after this was like when the Mustafa and like that happened. Yeah. I'm just like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Yeah. He
like,
waited 2 hours to confront.
It's like you have a pile of garbage and a line around the corner of people to come and shit
that's
on.
I get so annoyed by how they run the show where it's like, again, Ali and Mansoor lost 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be confronting each other after the commercial break?
In the hotel.
Like, but no, 2 hours later, he's like, hey man, about that match.
Yeah.
What match? Oh, the one we had 2 hours ago?
Don't you hit the showers by now?
First hour of
Why aren't you changed?
Yeah. So, all right, main event, we got Big E and Drew McIntyre versus the Usos.
Sure.
By the way, Big E and Finn Balor like beat the Usos like a month ago, and that was a championship contenders match.
Yeah. Correct.
Where's their title shot?
Never.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. backstage before the match, Big E and Drew do the Mega Powers handshake.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's why it sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Because that brings up memories. That's cool. Two people to do it. They laughed afterwards like idiots. That's like, okay. That's enough.
Plus, they're not Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, they think they are.
Drew set up for the Claymore, but Big E tagged himself in since Drew did that to Big E last week. Big E hit a Uranagi and went for the pin, but Drew pulled him out of the ring. So Drew and Big E start brawling, and the ref DQs them. They continue to fight. Since when do the refs DQ for the same guys, like two partners fighting?
Ever.
But it happened twice on Raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once it's a new again, rule. Just changing the rules.
It's season premiere, so new rule book.
Oh, yeah. Right. So they continue to fight, and the Usos dive onto them. Eventually, Drew and Big E beat up the Usos, and they continue fighting in the ring. Big E goes for the big ending, but Drew gets down and hits the Claymore to end the show.
So right before they get DQ'd, and the reason they were arguing, they kind of throw Big E into Drew. Mm-hmm. And this had to be real. I think Big E's elbow hits Drew on the forehead.
Yes.
But I mean, he had to hit him hard. This was almost like when Lesnar busted Orton open the hard way.
Yeah.
His head was out to like a cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Like out like 4 inches and just covered in blood.
Right.
And like, I was like, oh my God. Like, did they do that on... They almost acted like they did it on purpose the way Drew kind of sold it. It was like, look at my head! Look, he did it in my head! Like, that'd be a great improv... You know, they were getting improvising that moment.
I think it was an accident.
Like, you can't do that for real.
No.
It's too gross, almost.
No. And plus, they don't like blood on Raw.
Yeah.
Like, they only once in a while make an exception, and when they do, it's like a huge thing.
Right.
So, yeah, it was an accident for sure.
It was big time.
Yeah.
His head was like out to here.
Yeah.
It looked horrible.
Like you could like see little birds flying around it.
Yeah.
The Matt Riddle birds.
Yes.
He must have moved towards it for like half a second so Big E couldn't have timed it well or something. You know, like when two things are coming at each other.
It happens.
It was horrible.
Well, yeah, Raw was horrible. That I agree with.
Yeah.
At least SmackDown had a couple of good moments, but.
Right.
All right. On to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Becky Lynch's graphic.
That's worst dressed?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough. I'm going with Blue Beetlejuice. Sorry, Sonya Deville on SmackDown was dressed as a blue version of Beetlejuice.
I had bro. Like he was his jumper this week was weird.
Oh, did they zoom in on his feet?
Maybe. Yeah,
best dressed?
I had Bianca on SmackDown in the all black leather.
I had Sasha Banks on either show.
That was nice. I had Becky Lynch.
All right. Yeah. They all looked smoking hot.
Yeah.
They all looked great. Worst acting?
Chucky.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I do drop.
I'm going with Mace.
Good.
He's so fucking bad.
Yes, he is.
Oh, well, who'd you have for best acting? Because it wasn't me.
Lions. I had Becky.
I had Paul Heyman.
I had the, I can't read this, the triple chef? The tribal chief. Wow. I guess I put Roman Reigns.
Whoa.
I was going to say,
this is the season premiere.
I thought he played his role so well interacting with Paul.
Yeah.
And making him scared and grabbing the microphone and grabbing his face and being like, no, stay here with me.
That was good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First, the acknowledge me thing is over. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? And the timing's great. Like, you don't always have where the timing is good where it's like, San Jose, pause. Wait for it, wait for it. Everyone knows what's coming, right? It's just the timing of it's good.
Yeah.
He wanted to smile so bad when they went over, when that acknowledged me was over, that he kept like kind of gritting his teeth. Because you know he wanted to be like,
in his head, he's
thank you! This is my moment, finally! Since that Royal Rumble where you hated and loved me. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
In his head, he's like, they finally love me.
Yeah. They're acknowledging me for real. So I thought he was really good.
Yeah, worst comment?
King of the Ring is the next best thing.
Yeah, it's really good. Tuba toothpaste.
Mm.
Yeah, I had the King of the Ring thing.
Best comment?
Heyman's promo. He's the only decent one on the mic this week.
Heyman's promo on Brock. I like that.
For best comment, I'm just going to say Edge saying hell in a cell. I didn't expect
it. That's good.
Worst match?
Shayna versus Dana.
Correct.
2 weeks in a row.
That is correct.
Yeah. So bad.
Sweep it?
Yeah, sweep it. Sorry.
Super slow-mo?
Dewdrop versus Natalya.
Sweep it. Best match?
Finn Cesaro.
Versus Cesaro. Yeah. Sweep it.
Three sweeps.
Worst move? Omos's roundhouse?
I have Omos's kick.
Four in a row. Sweep it.
Best move?
KOD Eight. Through the table?
Yeah. Five in a row, right?
Sweeping it.
Yeah. All right. Look at us on the same page. All right,
worst moment, Chucky.
Chucky.
Liv losing really pissed me off, but fine. I'll go with Chucky. Six.
Chucky.
Yeah.
And then best moment, that's where I had Edge's Hell in a Cell announcement.
I did Edge in a Cell.
Edge in a Cell.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. That's mine. What was that? Seven sweep-its to end the award?
That was great.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone.
Well done.
Applaud yourselves.
Well done. We're all the same.
Yeah. They're all the same.
All right. That is all for awards. So on to breaking news. This week's episode of SmackDown will air on FS1 due to the MLB playoffs. However, SmackDown will be 2 hours and 30 minutes this week, meaning it will go head-to-head with Rampage at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, boy.
After this announcement, Tony Khan tweeted, I saw you're doing a half hour head-to-head with us. I can't wait to finally beat your main show head-to-head. It's been a long time coming. See you next Friday for Rampage on TNT.
Right.
Khan has since announced that Rampage will hold a live buy-in on YouTube Friday at 9 p.m., which will feature Bryan Danielson versus Minoru Suzuki.
Whatever.
It was originally going to be Bryan versus Bobby Fish, but they changed it to Suzuki.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, AEW will easily win the ratings against SmackDown because they're on TNT. SmackDown will be on FS1.
Yeah, it'll get no ratings. They probably won't even release the ratings.
Probably not.
Don't you show those numbers!
Yeah. Also, AJ Mendez, formerly known as AJ Lee, has announced her return to wrestling.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So WOW, a.k.a. Women of Wrestling's coming back, and she will be an executive producer and a color commentator.
So not wrestling.
Not wrestling.
Which probably means she's seriously injured. I mean, it's got to be.
That's what Punk said.
Yeah.
That her neck is too hurt to wrestle. Yeah.
They also acquired Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
That's where she went? Wow. Yeah. That just goes to show you that
no one wants her.
Nobody wants her.
She clearly is like an asshole, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, this past Sunday, Matt Riddle tweeted a photo of himself from a WWE house show with the caption, I love my life so much, bro. I'm in California tagging with my best bro, Randy. And trust me, it doesn't get any better than this, dude. Well, Riddle's wife, Lisa, replied to his tweet saying, you would say that now that you packed up and moved to Orlando away from your children. She has since deleted the tweet. But yeah, looks like they're not doing well.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, and she's pulling a Carl Anderson's wife, yeah. Like making their whole relationship public.
Right.
I mean, shouldn't they all be in Orlando? His kids are young. Isn't that where they are all the time?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But look, she's not on the level of Anderson's wife yet. She didn't, like, draw on him as he slept. That woman is a psychopath.
Asshole.
Like, Carl yeah. Anderson needs to leave her ASAP.
Yeah.
Many fans watching Raw were saying that the crowd was dead. Did you notice the crowd watching Raw? No.
No.
Roman Reigns wasn't at Raw. But anyways, this was probably because there were only 4,000 fans in attendance.
What?
Wow. At Raw. Yeah. You can even see fan videos, like the TV section. No one's there.
No one.
Like, not the bottom, not the top, even the left. There's like no one there.
Well, I'm sure they just
all
moved.
The fans were hard side camera.
Yeah, I'm sure they moved camera, everyone.
Hard cam.
Wow.
Yeah, they moved everyone.
Wow.
Yeah, 4,000 fans. And this that's is the lowest show attendance.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
San Jose.
No. SmackDown was San Jose. Raw was San Francisco.
Was there next door, yeah. A MLB playoff game?
Who cares? This is wrestling fans versus. Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah. I mean. You know,
they have more than 70,000 people in San Francisco.
Again, Monday Night Raw used to beat Monday Night Football.
No, I wonder if it's because they said you could only have this number of people in an arena in California right now or something. I don't know.
That's not what these reports are saying.
It's not an open air stadium.
It's the lowest show attendance since WWE returned to touring.
That's insane.
Hmm.
Also, former WWE superstar Tyson Fury retained his WBC heavyweight championship after knocking out Deontay Wilder in the 11th round on Saturday. Big E did the video intro for that fight because it was produced by Fox Sports. Did you watch it?
No, because we were going crazy.
The best boxing fight I've ever seen.
Yeah, I still gotta watch it.
And again, like, I was too young to really watch Tyson, and even when I was, not like my family was ordering pay-per-views. But it was the best boxing match I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I heard.
Like, Fury knocked Wilder down in the third. Then Wilder knocked down Fury in the fifth twice. Like, they knocked each other down.
It's amazing.
And then it ended with an 11th round knockout from Fury. It was so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so great. Any other news? No?
I don't think so.
All right, then. Let's go to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer reported that the Saudi prince, you know how there were reports when they first did this that he wanted Yokozuna and Ultimate Warrior to show up? Now, apparently, he asked WWE for CM Punk and Daniel Bryan to appear at Crown Jewel.
Do they not watch? They're fans, but they don't watch? Right. They don't get it? No, you don't understand. The amount of money we have,
yeah,
it can happen.
Wait, so you don't really own AEW like Joe Pisano from What's Wrong With Wrestling said? That's where we get all of our news.
Yeah. Gosh.
We follow the same Instagram accounts. WWE Undisputed Era Underrated. He finds the best feet fix out there. We like to fuck feet.
Yeah.
We cut off the feet and then we fuck it.
Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait for Saudi Mania. Fightful reported that Liv Morgan was originally planned to beat Carmella in the Queen's Crown Tournament, but plans were changed at the last minute.
Boo worms.
So it makes sense because Carmella and Vega are going to fight each other.
Yeah.
Heel. WrestlingNews.co reports that Roman Reigns is the top merchandise seller amongst heels in WWE history, and his merch sales are approaching John Cena levels.
Wow.
I find this very hard to believe.
Me too.
That's why it's in
the show's
rumors.
Never been less popular
what
in
is
terms of ratings.
Co anyway,
and amongst heels like The Rock, he more merch than The Rock.
Yeah, that Just Bring It shirt.
Yeah,
everyone had one.
Everyone, yeah.
Literally everyone.
I got it by pre-ordering SmackDown, the first SmackDown game.
By the way, Austin 316 was a heel shirt, I believe.
At first, yeah.
That's a heel shirt.
Yeah, that seems... I mean,
maybe... Thank you very much.
Maybe because they make so much more merch now, like...
Well, they bought these stupid gloves and this...
Maybe.
You know, but it's still... It's like, come on.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe when the show's never been less popular.
Yep.
Also, Dave Meltzer reports that Alberto Del Rio has been telling people that he's returning to WWE when his legal situation clears up.
Okay.
However, Meltzer doesn't believe Del Rio's claim, saying he'd be shocked if WWE brought him back.
Why would they want him back?
But every year, Del Rio says he's coming back.
Yeah.
He's
like,
they want me back.
Right.
What do you have?
Fightful also noted that there's significant frustration from talent about the booking of the women's division lately.
Yeah.
I mean...
I believe that one.
Believe it. And WWE was planning to split AJ Styles and Omos in the draft until many, like... high people of power talent like on the roster were like, no, Omos is not ready for singles.
Of course,
and we don't want to get hurt, so keep them together.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Oh, if Omos goes to singles competition, he would be 3 months away from being the 24/7 champion.
Yeah, true.
That'd be the only thing he could do.
At least he would end it because you know,
no imagine one. Omos versus the Great Khali.
So,
anything else?
I've got like a rumor confirm.
Uh huh.
So,
well, no, this is confirmed.
It is confirmed.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't bring it up in news. So,
but it's breaking news.
All right, read it.
All right, back to breaking news.
Breaking news. Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay, formerly Peyton Royce and.
I was about to push the button.
I know. Peyton Royce and Billy Kay of WWE have signed with Impact Wrestling. And will be making their debut on the show at Bound for Glory.
What's their new name?
The Inspiration.
They revealed that a couple
Two Eyes.
Ago. Yeah, it's not that cool.
Yeah, they did show that.
Inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they still look hot as shit.
Yeah, sure.
And so we'll see what they do there.
Alrighty then. All right. Oh, what?
Sorry. I was going to say Impact.
Another Impact breaking news?
I was going to say Impact has a pretty decent women's division, so... We'll see how they go into the mix.
Oh, they're not good wrestlers, though. That's the thing. Cassie
Lee.
Oh,
I know.
And, yeah,
they're not great. Yeah, that's why I said it'll be interesting to see how they get thrown in the mix. Because,
I know.
Like, they just had a women's Monsters Ball match, which is like a hardcore match.
Yeah.
And Jordan Grace gave Kimberly like a muscle buster onto tacks.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you, Eric, for the Impact reports.
See? Look at that. That's gnarly.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah. We should just let Eric tell us what happened on Impact every week.
Right.
That'd actually be a funny little segment.
Yeah. Eric's Impact report.
Eric, you watched Impact. Again, we apologize for your suffering.
Yeah, for your suffering. For your pain and suffering.
Probably better than Raw, though. All right. Probably. Trivia time.
All right. So, it's quite simply, who has the most... WWE championships in history.
Oh, R-Truth. That's easy.
That is true. I'm gonna now remove the 24/7 title. So, not including the twice one at that first. Not including the 24/7 title. Who has the most?
Any title.
Any of the titles,
but not 24.
Not including 24.
Edge.
Yeah, Edge is right.
Yeah. So I was gonna say Edge or Jeff Hardy, just because they both had so many tag team reigns.
Edge has now the number. We'll go back and forth, starting with Andrew, and we'll go higher and lower.
Okay. 25.
Higher.
43.
Lower.
Okay.
I thought Eric knew it.
I was like, don't get crazy.
32.
Lower.
28.
Higher.
31.
That is correct.
I always win this, and I always get the next one. Yeah. It's hilarious.
But 31
well, yeah, that's how you would win it.
31.
No, it's because you should have said 31. Because when I said 32, Joe took half a second to think. And I was it must be.
You got
to
go with the tone of the bitter, Eric. It's lower. Even six lower.
He's winking at you. He's lower.
Joe it was your turn. Joe
was, I said 32, and Joe was 32. Lower.
Math is hard.
You got to know how to read Joe.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to know how to read, comma, Joe.
Comma, Joe. All right, on to fan questions. Minnesota Nice. I don't know if you guys heard, but Dish Network is now losing Fox, ABC, NBC due to contract negotiations. Expect SmackDown's rating to drop significantly. So
yeah. Who has this, Dish anymore?
Well, this happens all the time, though, these contracts.
Didn't Joe Pisano have Dish because of sports?
DirecTV, sir.
DirecTV.
Oh, that's okay, completely different.
I know.
They tried to merge a few years ago.
Potato, potato.
Well,
I actually like Dish Network when my parents had it back in the day. It responds faster than DirecTV.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, this happens all the time with these cable and satellite companies.
Right.
They're not going to lose Fox, ABC, and NBC for long.
No.
And usually they resolve it before the contract ends. There's only been a few times where like it's gone on, and you know, like I think one year like the Emmys or the Oscars, like, you didn't see the first 10 minutes because they were, like, in the middle of negotiating.
Right, yeah.
They were playing chicken with each other, but, yeah, they'll get it back. Don't worry. Tyrone Grizz, just a general question. Is the soundboard labeled, or do you just memorize each button? Pop Culture Junkie says they know which one is which by how worn down they are. No, Stream Deck's really cool. Like, you could label them, and I even put GIFs. I should, like, tweet out the picture, I guess.
You should.
Take a picture of it. But yeah. I made GIFs of everyone. Like, and it's most of them, it's when they're saying these lines.
Right.
Like, Kyrie's going, again, when she actually said it. Taz, that's some renegade shit. Orton's even doing, he's saying stupid. Like, it's mostly that stuff.
It's a little moving video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
they're
cool.
They're little GIFs.
Really cool.
Stacey Moore, no question. Thanks for covering SmackDown, Raw, and NXT because I have given up on all WWE programs.
Sorry to hear that.
At the point, just keep up with it, with the podcast. It's been like 2 months with no WWE, and I'm not really missing it at all. Yeah, you're welcome. Again, we suffer for Vince's sins.
Yes.
Danny Fisher, what are the odds with the draft rosters in effect 3 weeks after the drafts were held that they forgot someone was moved from one show to the other and have them on the wrong show? I'd say it's pretty...
like, likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's probably going to happen.
Sure.
Or we'll never see some of these people ever again. That's 100%.
That's more likely.
Yeah. Carlos Ramirez, some similarities with wrestling... and DC and Marvel. Marvel's losing their top names and pushing newer young talent, while DC has top names but doesn't know how to use them.
True.
And only push Batman, and rightfully so.
Right. Yeah.
Todd Fricker, Push Fireberry, new gimmick for Drew McIntyre. Dude Love ripoff, Drew Love. Oh. These are all bad, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to fire that now.
Take Big E's place in the New Day, and they could be Drew Day.
Okay, I'll bury that.
Or have him hook up with Doo-Doo Drop, and they could be Drew Drop.
Pushing it. Sorry. Last.
Yeah.
Drew Drop. Done.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So silly.
Ben Van D. So glad Hollywood Hogwash is out. Can't get enough of you guys. Who should Gable Steveson feud with first? Is Chad Gable too obvious? Did Chad Gable He's also get already... drafted to Raw?
Yeah, they did.
It's definitely not going to be him.
No.
Well, maybe it will be. Who knows?
God.
I don't know.
No one's on that level. Like, no one's like a real athlete.
Like,
what about like what's his face? Shelton Benjamin.
Veer.
Well, yeah.
Benjamin was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Ziggler got drafted to Raw. He always puts over the new guys.
So too easy.
It'll be Ziggler.
There you go.
Yeah, probably.
Joey Montez. I know I'm not supposed to be plugging on the podcast, but I forgot to ask on Hollywood Hogwash, will you be recapping Halloween Kills? That's right. That comes out this Friday. That's the big movie coming out.
How stupid.
Oh, God. Do we have to?
No.
No?
It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
Why would we have to do that? I don't understand.
Well, because it's a big movie coming out. It's a big
Halloween 27?
Yeah. I don't want to see it either.
Come on.
I don't want
to
see it.
I'm
not going to go pay money to see that.
We're going
to
really kill him this time.
Yeah, right.
Again.
Like, what's going to happen? Again. He's going to try to kill... Jamie Lee Curtis.
Hasn't she died
gonna,
like four times, too, at this point?
She's going to pull out her dick and hit him with it.
Yeah. Well... she must have gotten that after her role in True Lies.
Well, she just tucked it back. D. Barry, the Woods. Well, you know the rumor, right? You understand the joke, right?
Yeah.
That she's a hermaphrodite. You never heard that?
No.
That's been a joke forever.
Oh God.
D. Barry.
Her husband's Christopher Guest, and so maybe he's a woman, and they can keep flip flopping. That'd be fun.
Flippity flip.
D. Barry, the Woods being super focused on becoming King of the Ring. Will he turn heel on Kofi if Kofi beats Jinder this week? Well, no, he didn't.
Well,
your question's too late. He did not beat Jinder.
Yeah.
I got excited for 2 seconds because I was in the kitchen getting some food, and like as that match, I guess it was the point where it was ending, and I hear them yell towards the end. They yell Xavier Woods because that's when he jumps on.
Yeah.
You know, one of them.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God. I like, ran back in the room. Like, did he turn on Kofi?
No.
Yeah.
Mario Rizzo, Mansoor versus a wet bag in North America. Wet bag with a roll up.
Yeah.
Mansoor versus Roman Reigns in Saudi. Fair fight. Mansoor with a clean win.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's who's going to beat Roman Reigns after like a 3-year reign.
Mansoor.
He's going to retire Roman Reigns at Saudi Mania.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Holy
shit. And
keep
the title there.
Kyle Foxton, what will be the longer winning streak? Undertaker at Mania or Mansoor at Saudi Mania?
Mansoor.
Yeah.
That's a lot of years.
100%. 22-0. He's got like 18 matches left. And they do 2 Saudis a year when there's no COVID. So he'll get there soon enough.
Ooh.
Michael Ha, in honor of Saudi Mania, stone her, bone her, own her.
Oh, wow.
Kayla Braxton, Cher Schreiber, Mackenzie Mitchell.
Kill Mackenzie.
No, what do you mean kill?
Stone Mackenzie, stone, bone Schreiber, marry Braxton.
I would stone. Braxton. I would stone Schreiber. I would bone Mackenzie and own Kayla Braxton.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would never I would never own a woman. So next one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I liked
thanks,
Eric's.
Joe.
You like Sarah Schreiber better than Mackenzie Mitchell?
They're the same person, I think.
that's not far off.
I think Mackenzie's hotter.
Sometimes I
think Joe's
Mackenzie
forgetting which blonde is which.
No, I sure. But Mackenzie Mitchell, sometimes she'll post things where it's like she's not, like it's a weird angle or something. I mean, she's super attractive.
I think she's prettier than Sarah Schreiber.
Yeah, again, whatever.
I like that Seinfeld episode where she's...
Must be spelling it.
Man hands? Yeah. How dare you?
There's a Z, not an S. Come on, Josh.
Mackenzie. I'm spelling a person's name. Do you still see her?
You just typed feet. Okay, let's move on. Pop culture junkie. Push Fire Barry.
Why isn't she coming up?
Push Fire Barry Saudi Mania match types. Punjabi prison match where the structure actually decapitates the wrestlers.
Jesus.
Inferno match where the wrestlers who do not agree with the local politics are put in the ring and set on fire.
Wow.
Or a women's ladder match where the women start the match in a bikini and have to climb the ladder first to retrieve the full body outfits.
Dear God.
Push the women in bikinis. At least they'll be in bikinis.
All right.
Barry Punjabi prison. Fire. 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 Fire.
Fire.
Fire. Fire. Fire.
Fighter. Firefighter.
Firefighter.
Chris Klim, new bracket idea. Best catchphrase in WWE history. Example, you can't see me if you smell, suck it. People have suggested that before. We might do that one day. That's a good one.
It is.
Adam Holmes, if Finn Balor wins King of the Ring, we literally have Damon Kang. And can we please get a Someone Fucked My Waffle t-shirt?
That's pretty good.
You know what? I could easily do that. Obviously, I'm not going to put fucked because we already have a fucked shirt and it's hard to wear those. But
yeah.
I can just make like, just put Andrew's waffle and then just have the image of the waffle.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. If people want that shirt, I'll make it. We'll fucking have it made.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. I'll finally have a shirt and it's my waffle.
It's your waffle. Your Stony, fucked waffle.
Stony Atlas, do you all have a name for listeners of the pod like ENC used to? Yeah, the WWW Universe.
Yes, that's it.
That's like the best thing Josh Reese has ever done was he penned that.
Yeah, my best mean only.
And he says, and since this is a fan question, Joe is excluded from answering.
Oh,
that's nice. Said. Fair enough.
Crystal,
please, I'll take more of those.
And then Crystal Methodist, that crowd in Winnipeg sure was loud last night, huh?
Yeah. Wow, they were insane. They were so pumped.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Raw wasn't even there and they had more people.
They must do things and say, thank God our fans are so dumb.
Of course.
So we can do these things.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Well,
come on.
I don't know if you know this, but if like Sasha pins Belair at Saudi Mania, then
don't
Becky drops the title.
Dare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She drops
are we done?
We're just about done.
Okay. So when was the last time? And it's kind of recent. The last time that none of us wore a wrestling shirt on the main show.
Oh, right now.
Did trivia.
The last time. No, I want to say it was right before SummerSlam, I think, for some
probably.
Reason.
I haven't bought a wrestling
I've been wearing
shirt.
A lot of Marvel
You remember
stuff.
That?
Yeah, I don't know why, because like, I always make a point of it.
Seriously, I haven't bought one in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
But we still, like 2 weeks?
But I know I have.
No, like a few months.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Because I didn't buy one at SmackDown or Money in the Bank right. or SummerSlam.
Yeah, you were like, I don't like these shirts.
Yeah.
That was me.
Like, all right, Eric.
Yeah. And we did that video of me like missing the merch yeah, stand.
That's a
and
nice
like,
shirt.
There's nothing yeah. here.
It's a good color. Like I like when those shirts are you could like a shirt you can wear
yeah.
anywhere.
Back to the Future.
Like the Marvel shirt you got me.
Yeah.
Like a nice black shirt. You can yep. kind of wear it anywhere.
Yep.
It's just a nice shirt.
Anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling like Andrew's Waffle. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. We have over 800 patrons on there. So succumb to peer pressure and sign up. Give it a try.
If he gets 1,000, he'll shave his head.
I will do it. I'll still fucking do it, even though I don't want to. But
he's got a beautiful hair head.
I'm a man of my word.
There it is.
So sign up. You want to see this bald head? You know, I'm curious to see what it looks like, honestly.
I know what mine looks like, and it is awful. A lot of ridges, a lot of weird mountains, valleys.
It feels bumpy. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of bumpy. Like,
that's so nice and smooth. I think the mine's got ridges. I think it, I mean, I want to see it before I die.
Yeah.
Take a picture, but I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
I'll have to wear a wig.
But yeah, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Watch Escape the Undertaker with us.
Yeah.
That's coming out soon, as well as the Saudi Mania recap next week.
Yep.
So there you go. And then last but not least, subscribe and listen to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. We reviewed No Time to Die and the What If season finale. Next week's episode, we're going to be reviewing Squid Game, all of season one.
Yes.
We have all watched the show.
Yes.
And it's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And yeah. And then I think we're also going to review No Saints of Newark, which apparently it's terrible. Have any of you watched it yet?
No. Yeah. We might get to that. Let's just maybe
well, we got to review some movie.
Squid Game. It's a whole season.
Squid Game, yeah, sure.
It's hours and hours.
Squiddy.
Anyways, Hogwash!
Check it out. Hollywood Hogwash.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with